Sophie's Choice by William Styron. In those days, cheap apartments were almost impossible to find in Manhattan. So I had to move to Brooklyn. This was 1947, and one of the pleasant features of that summer, which I so vividly remember, was the weather, which was sunny and mild, flower fragrant, almost as if the days had been arrested in a seemingly perpetual springtime. I was grateful for that, if for nothing else since my youth, I felt, was at its lowest ebb. At 22, struggling to become some kind of writer, I found that the creative heat, which at 18 had nearly consumed me, with its gorgeous, relentless flame, had flickered out to a dim pilot light, registering little more than a token glow in my breast. Or wherever my hungriest aspirations once resided. It was not that I no longer wanted to write. I still yearned passionately to produce the novel which had been for so long captive in my brain. It was only that, having written down the first few fine paragraphs, I could not produce any others, or to approximate Gertrude Stein's remark about a lesser writer of the lost generation. I had the syrup, but it wouldn't pour. To make matters worse, I was out of a job and had very little money, and was self-exiled to Flatbush. Like others of my countrymen, another lean and lonesome young southerner wandering among the kingdom of the Jews.